It is 5:32. There's a new push for details on the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. A scathing letter to the Pentagon from some powerful House Republicans is asking Defense Secretary Leon Panetta for answers.
CBS Capitol Hill producer Jill Jackson now joins us here on WTOP. She's gotten a look at a letter that these congressmen have sent. Jill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So this is from the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, the leaders of the Republican side on that committee. Give us an idea of what issues they're raising here.
The Republicans on the Oversight Committee were able to look at timelines of the attack and the Defense Department's response to those attacks from both the CIA, Defense Department, and State Department. So they've been pouring through this information and trying to get kind of cobbled together a real timeline from the different agencies. And they have raised a number of concerns about what they've seen. This is Chairman Daryl Issa and Congressman Jason Chaffetz wrote to the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, asking him specifically about why it took so long for leaders to deploy aircraft from Germany to Libya to rescue Americans there. And not only that, but it took 8 hours for, apparently according to this letter, it took 8 hours for them to deploy the aircraft, and then the aircraft actually didn't even take off until 16 hours after the attack had even begun. So they want to know why there was that lag. Another concern that they raise is that two special operations forces were ordered to be deployed to Libya, but only one ever actually made it.
Obviously, the letter just went out a little while ago, but has there been any sort of comment from the Defense Department?
There has. Now, a senior defense official told us that military assets were deployed throughout the region for a range of different contingencies in the case of some sort of attack or disaster. They said that the department acted quickly to identify units that could support the Americans there. They directed them as fast as they could. But then they kind of dig they say that they deployed as soon as they learned that special operations forces were ordered to prepare to deploy very soon after they learned of the attack. And they said they got a little dig in, saying that perhaps lessons can be learned here, but Monday morning quarterbacking from Capitol Hill, quote, isn't necessarily the way to go.
Jill, is there any indication that any big name Pentagon type will go to Capitol Hill anytime soon to talk to this committee?
I absolutely would not rule it out. We know that lawmakers are going to keep the pressure on them to continue testifying, and there have been a number of briefers before the Thanksgiving break. Each day here on Capitol Hill, there would be briefers from Defense, CIA, State Department up here briefing numerous committees numerous times a day. So we know that they've been in contact with congressional overseers on a regular basis, and this letter tells me that the issue's not going to go away, and I would expect, I'm sure there will be calls for more testimony, at the very least more background briefings.
All right, CBS Capitol Hill producer Jill Jackson. Jill, thanks so much.
Thank you.